I'm Eddie Garcia. Reanimator Records in downtown Winston-Salem shook up the usual lunch hour routine last Thursday by inviting Bob Log III for a 12:30 p.m. concert. Bob Log III is a one-man band who performs in a costume that I describe as Phantom of the Paradise meets Evel Knievel. We're talking a black and sparkly jumpsuit with a plunging neckline, topped off with a motorcycle helmet that has been outfitted with an old-school phone receiver, which he sings through. But Bob is not pure spectacle. When it comes to scuzzy slide blues guitar, he's got serious chops.
I find I have the most fun when I'm sweating a lot, and so I try to make myself, while I'm playing guitar, I try to figure out ways to make more sweat than I would normally have if I didn't do that thing that I thought of. So that includes wearing a helmet on my head, wearing a one-piece Cannonball Man suit, and trying to get girls or anyone to come sit on me while I play guitar and drums at the same time. I've got a goal, and my goal with the drums, I got a tight drummer and a drunk drummer, and the tight drummer is a drum machine that, oh, I'll just have a beat in it, like boop-ba-ba. It's not a whole song. It can be, I can stop or start it at any time I want, and then, so that's the tight drummer. Then there's the drunk drummer, and the drunk drummer is all this stuff I control with my feet. I got a real kick drum, an electronic sound triggered super kick, I call it. I got Mr. Clappy, who's a hand clap, and a foot cymbal, and those two drummers hate each other. My drunk drummer and tight drummer, they hate each other a lot. And so when those two are fighting together, I get to finger pick on top of that. So I'm trying to sound like two guitar players. I got an acoustic sound and an electric sound at the same time. I got two pickups in my guitars. And so I'm trying to sound like two drummers that don't like each other, two guitar players that get along real good, and one singer that doesn't really know how to sing.
Well, you're a fantastic guitar player. I'd imagine you've been playing a long time. Did you just wake up one day and have the idea to do this, or was this kind of slowly building? Like, tell me a little bit about your background and what led you to, you know, Bob Log persona.
I'm a guitar player first. That's how I started loving music, really. I started playing guitar when I was 11, and I loved AC/DC, which is another band that wears a funny suit and sweats a lot. And I started playing, you know, something, I guess, kind of like that. Then I heard Mississippi Fred McDowell when I was 16, and that made me stop using a guitar pick and start using the thumb, because with Fred, the thumb is a whole nother animal. It's a whole nother member to your band. The thumb can do all kinds of things. And I don't finger pick like Fred. I could never do it. But I kind of developed my own way of finger picking to sound like two guitars. As far as becoming a one-man band, no, it was an emergency panic situation where my drummer disappeared. I had 8 hours till showtime to play in front of 1,000 people, and I had a choice of either shutting up or looking around what I had in my car. And I had a helmet I'd bought the day before in a thrift store in Lawrence, Kansas, and I had a guitar and a guitar case and a telephone. And I was opening for Ween, and I had to call Mickey from Ween and say, "Hey, Mickey, Thermos left, but I'll come to the show tonight and play guitar with a helmet on my head and kick a guitar case at the same time." And Mickey said, "Okay." And then I had 8 hours to actually do it, and I was like, "What am I gonna do?" So I had to drive, pull over, figure out if I could do this song, drive, pull over, figure out if I could do that song. Can't do that one, but I could do this. I was like, "I can't do that, but I could do this." And then I played the show, and I woke up and said, "I'm gonna do that again tonight." So what's evolved over the years is if something's unplugged or something's off, I got a plan B, or I can do it like this, or I can play this song completely different with this drum beat instead of that drum beat. I've always got a plan B, because in rock and roll, things get crazy. And it's never, ever like it was yesterday. It just never is.
Bob Log III. Bob currently lives in Melbourne, Australia, and keeps a home in Tucson, Arizona. Where you'll find him usually is on the road. We'll post tour dates and a video of his performance from Reanimator Records at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.